capacity, standard time, and loading. The availability of capacity is a major consideration in scheduling and the execution of actual work. A key step in the scheduling process is to determine if sufficient capacity is available when needed to execute the operation. Loading involves scheduling jobs to work centers and to various machines within the work center. When a job can be loaded on multiple work centers or machines, and there are multiple jobs to process, the scheduling process is more complex. The scheduler needs some way to assign jobs to the centers so that processing and setups are minimized along with idle time and throughput time. Often this is done using standard hours, also called standard time. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines standard time as the length of time that should be required to 1. Set up a given machine or operation, and 2. Run one batch or one or more parts, assemblies, or end products through that operation. It is used in determining machine requirements and labor requirements. It assumes an average worker who follows prescribed methods and allows time for personal rest to overcome fatigue and unavoidable delays. It also is frequently used as a basis for incentive pay systems and as a basis of allocating overhead in cost accounting systems. SIN, standard hours. C, standard. When a standard amount of time is determined for a work center operation and so on, this creates a way of estimating capacity. The priority plan will need to be translated into the same hourly units of measure to compare the required hourly rate to the available hourly rate. That is, the planned rate of production can be defined using this standard. If the actual rate is above or below this level, assessments can be made of relative efficiency and other factors. Standard time is developed by studying the amount of time it takes an average qualified operator to do the same job at an average pace. This usually requires extensive observation of workers and activities, and this type of information can be time-consuming and expensive to gather. The standard will also need to somehow account for worker learning curves, meaning that the output of workers tends to increase as they become more and more experienced. This can create a moving target for setting standard times, since the available workforce will change over time. Two approaches are used for loading work centers: infinite loading and finite loading, or finite scheduling. Loading is the calculation of the capacity required, based on operations setup and runtime by period, at work centers in the product routing. Capacity required is the rate at which work needs to get done. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines infinite and finite loading as follows. Infinite loading, calculation of the capacity required at work centers in the time periods required regardless of the capacity available to perform this work. SIN, infinite scheduling, finite loading, assigning no more work to a work center than the work center can be expected to execute in a given time period. The term usually refers to a technique that involves calculating shop priority revisions in order to level load operation by operation. SIN, finite scheduling. C, drum buffer rope, DBR. Exhibit 7-15 illustrates the loading of work center 200 over a 5-week period for all products. Note that this load profile contains primarily released orders, darker shading, but it also contains some planned orders, lighter shading. Exhibit 7-15. Infinite versus finite loading. With infinite loading, jobs are assigned to work centers without regard for the capacity of the work center, as shown in the top of Exhibit 7-15. Priority rules are appropriate for use under the infinite loading approach. Jobs are loaded at work centers according to the chosen priority rule. Finite loading projects the actual start and stop times of each job at each work center, as seen in the bottom of Exhibit 7-15. It considers the capacity of each work center and compares the processing times so that process time does not exceed capacity. Finite loading can be done on a vertical loading basis. Each work center is scheduled independently, or a horizontal loading basis. Whole orders are scheduled across multiple work centers at the same time. In either case, once a given work center is full to its capacity, future orders will need to be scheduled in the next available period, or a different order will need to be de-expedited or rescheduled. With finite vertical loading, each work center would be fully loaded. Of course, this would mean that a higher priority job would then have to wait to be processed if the work center is already busy. When using finite horizontal loading, there may be gaps in the schedule for a given work center, and the scheduler can then project the number of hours each work center will operate if this is less than full time, and the operators might help out elsewhere if cross-trained. The scheduler will have to weigh the relative costs of keeping higher priority jobs waiting, the cost of idle work centers, the number of jobs and work centers, and the potential for disruptions, new jobs, and cancellations. If the organization has limited ability to increase capacity, for example, is already running 3 shifts, finite loading would be appropriate, since it reflects an upper limit on capacity. If infinite loading is used, capacity may have to be increased through overtime, subcontracting, or expansion, or work may have to be shifted to other periods or machines.